Pfizer ultimately is thinking about mutating COVID?
Well, that is not what we say to the public. No, don't tell anyone this building. You gotta publish, don't tell anyone, okay? We're exploring, like, you know how the virus keeps mutating?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're exploring is, like, why don't we just mutate it ourselves so we could develop new vaccines, right? So we have to do that. If we're gonna do that, though, there's a risk of, like, as you could imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company mutating fucking viruses. You have to be, like, very controlled to make sure that this virus that you mutate doesn't create something that, like, you know, goes everywhere.
Something
which
crazy.
I suspect is the way that the virus started in Wuhan. To be honest, like, it makes no sense if this virus popped out of nowhere.
Yeah, I know.
Meet Jordan Tristan Walker, a director of research and development strategic operations and mRNA scientific planning at Pfizer.
It sounds like gain of function to me.
I don't know, it's a little bit different. I think it's different. It's like this. It's definitely not gain of function.
It sounds like it is. I mean, it's okay.
No. No, directed evolution is very different. Yeah. Well, you're not supposed to do gain of function research with the viruses. Like,
yeah.
They recommend not. But you do, like, these, like, selected directional mutations to try to see if you can make it more potent.
Yeah.
So there is research ongoing about that. I don't know how that's going to work. There might not be any more outbreaks. Just like, Jesus Christ.
The gentleman seems to have absolutely no moral compass at all.
That was a revolving door for all government officials. It's pretty good for the industry, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's bad for everyone else in America.
Why is it bad for everybody else?
Because if the regulators who have to approve our drugs know that once they stop being regulated, they want to go work for the company, they're not going to be as hard for the company. You know, we're getting their job.
If this is the quality of individuals within Pfizer that are making these huge decisions that risk global public health, it's profoundly corrupt.
What is Pfizer doing, I guess, to optimize, you know, the vaccines now?
Oh, we actually have a meeting about that today, so there's a lot.
Really?
They're doing, I don't know if I should say this.
Our undercover journalist asked Walker how Pfizer is handling the fact that their COVID vaccines are ineffective against virus variants. What he said is disturbing. Listen to this.
We're exploring, like, you know how the virus keeps mutating?
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're exploring is, like, why don't we just mutate it ourselves so we could develop new vaccines, right? So we have to do that. If we're going to do that, though, there's a risk of, like, as you could imagine, no one wants to be having a pharma company mutating fucking viruses.
Yeah.
So we're like, do we want to do this? So that's, like, one of the things we're considering.
Okay.
So, like, the future, like, maybe we can, like, create new versions of the vaccines and things like that.
Okay, so Pfizer ultimately is thinking about mutating COVID?
Well, that is not what we say to the public. No. That's why it was a thought that came up in a meeting, and we were like, why do we not? It was like, we're going to consider that. There'll be more discussions.
Okay.
That exact reaction, right? We're like, wait a minute. Like, people won't like that.
That's right. It appears that Pfizer is internally discussing the possibility of mutating the COVID virus themselves in order to tailor a vaccine to sell to the public. Listen to Walker describe in detail just how they would conduct such a scientific experiment. First, in living animals.
So the way that we're thinking about it, don't tell anyone this building. So the way it would work is, like, we put them in the virus in these monkeys.
Okay.
And then we successively, like, cause them to keep infecting each other. And we collect serial samples from them. And then the ones that are more infectious, like the virus, we'll put them in another monkey and just constantly actively mutate it. That's one way.
Okay.
Or you can even do, like, directed, like, simulation, which, like, we and then you just sample what the different proteins on the surface of the virus look like over time.
Okay.
So then you can see the mutation, then you can kind of force it to mutate in a certain way you want.
Okay.
But you have to be, like, very controlled to make sure that this virus that you mutate doesn't create something that, like, you know, goes everywhere.
Something
which
crazy.
I suspect is the way that the virus started in Wuhan. To be honest, like, it makes no sense if this virus popped out of nowhere. Like,
yeah, I know.
COVID virus experimentation on live monkeys? This is unethical, to say the least, and Walker describes those experiments as if they are ongoing and not simply a hypothetical discussion.
So, I mean, when is Pfizer going to implement the mutation of all these viruses?
I don't know. It depends on how the experiments work out, because this is just, like, something we're trying, right?
It sounds like gain of function to me.
I don't know. It's a little bit different. I think it's different. It's like, it's definitely not gain of function.
It sounds like it is. I mean, it's okay.
No. No, directed evolution is very different.
Directed evolution, okay. Well, so, I mean, is that what it is?
Maybe, Well, you're not supposed to do gain function research with the viruses, like,
yeah.
They recommend not. But you do, like, these, like, selected directional mutations to try to see if you can make more potent.
Yeah.
So there is research ongoing about that. I don't know how that's going to work. There might not be any more outbreaks, because, like, Jesus Christ.
So, tell me more, like, what's developing with the whole, you know, virus mutation process?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're still kind of conducting the experiments on it, but it seems like from what I've heard, they're kind of optimizing it, but they're going slow because everyone's very cautious. Like, you know,
right.
Obviously, they don't want to kind of accelerate it too much.
Yeah.
But I think they're also just trying to do it as an exploratory thing because you obviously don't want to advertise that you're trying to figure out future mutation.
Right. So, did the whole virus mutation thing, like, come from your executive, Sarah?
No, that came from, like, we have, like, chief scientific officers in, like, the other divisions.
In a subsequent meeting, our undercover journalist asked if this type of gain-of-function research is already being studied at Pfizer. But no, as long as it's called directed evolution, Pfizer's in the clear.
What's the goal for Pfizer of doing that?
So probably what they want to do is, like, to try to figure out, to some extent, try to figure out, like, you know, there's all these new strains of variants that just pop up. Why don't we try to, like, catch them before they pop up in nature and we can develop a vaccine prophylactic for, like, new variants?
Yeah.
So that's why they're thinking, like, if you do it controlled in the lab, then we say, oh, this is a new epitope. And so then if it comes out later on, like, in the public, we already have a vaccine kind of working on it.
Oh, my God. That's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, isn't that, the best business model, though? Like, just control nature before nature even happens itself, right?
Yeah, yeah. If it works.
What do you mean if it works?
Because, like, some of the times there were just mutations that pop up, right? And we're not prepared for it, like with Delta or Omicron,
right?
And things like that. So, who knows? I mean, either way, it's gonna be a cash cow. COVID will probably be a cash cow for us for a while going forward. Like,
yeah.
I obviously like it.
Well, I think the whole, like, research of the viruses and mutating it, like, would be the ultimate, like, cash cow.
Yeah, it'd be perfect.
Now, you would think that creating viruses to sell the vaccine would be illegal, but no. The pharmaceutical industry, as Walker puts it, is, quote, a revolving door for all government officials, unquote.
Okay. A revolving door for all government officials?
Wow.
Yeah, for any industry, though. So, like, in the pharma industry, all the government officials who, like, you know, review our drugs, especially yeah. Come work for pharma companies. Like, in the military, like, all the, like, army and defense, like, government officials eventually go work for the defense company afterwards.
How do you feel about that revolving door? Like,
it's pretty good for the industry, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bad for everyone else in America.
Why is it bad for everybody else?
Because if the regulators who have to approve our drugs know that once they stop being regulated, they want to go work for the company, they're not going to be as hard for the company. They're doing their job.
Right.
We talked to Dr. Robert Malone, physician, scientist, and author, to get his take on the comments made by Jordan Walker.
You're gaining function. You're creating a new function in virus one by adding elements from virus two, infecting one monkey and then another monkey. That's called serial passage. That appears to have been one of the technologies deployed in the Wuhan Institute of Virology with the humanized mouse strains that I believe were obtained from EcoHealth Alliance. That's an example of directed evolution. The gentleman seems to have absolutely no moral compass at all about what he's doing. The hubris and arrogance and immaturity. If this is the quality of individuals within Pfizer that are making these huge decisions that risk global public health with such a casual disregard for the human toll, it's profoundly corrupt in terms of would it be feasible for Pfizer to circumvent international or national law. I think that is undeniable. And the gentleman in your investigative work has clearly indicated that Pfizer believes that it has successfully captured the regulatory apparatus of the United States government and presumably worldwide. Pfizer has completed regulatory capture, is quite proud of it.
Hey there. Is this seat taken? You work for Pfizer. My question for you is, why does Pfizer want to hide from the public the fact that they're mutating the COVID viruses?
Is this real life? I'm literally a liar. I was trying to impress a person on a date by lying. And please, this is
please,
absurd.
Please don't touch me.
Well, this is not, by the way,
why
don't,
are you doing
don't
this?
Tell
this
anybody.
This is someone who was just working at a company to literally help the public. You f***ed up. You really did. Please bring the cops as soon as possible. It was very unsafe.
Can you please unlock your door?
No,
you,
no, don't let them leave.
Please unlock the door.
Give me, what is
no,
going
give
on
us
here?
Stuff. You, please unlock. Please unlock the door. Please unlock the door. Unlock the door. We're trying to get. Unlock the door. Unlock the door.
Does Pfizer not want the public to know that you guys are doing directed evolution?
Bro, what is going on here? I thought it was like an interview.
I don't know, it's kept freaking me out. I mean, these like flashbacks to that like same organization of like those conservative people who like randomly go into organizations and then like befriend people who work in these organizations and then report them, which happened to people at Pfizer. So it like freaks me out when people start asking a lot of questions about work. It's so
great. Really? Oh, I'm sorry.
Bro, why would we back on this company?
Because I just want to know the answer.
You're not probably reporting me. Oh my god, Jason, that'd be horrible. You better not be reporting me or something.
Hey there. Is this seat taken?
What?
Hi. You work for Pfizer. My question for you is, why does Pfizer want to hide from the public the fact that they're mutating the COVID viruses?
Is this real life? What is happening here?
Why?
What is going on here? This is absurd.
Why does Pfizer want to hide from the public that they're mutating the COVID virus?
Oh my god.
You're on video. You're on video. Mutating
what is
COVID
going
virus.
On here? I need to call the police right now. This is.
And I know this is a virus, so I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on either. This is ridiculous.
So you're on video. I'm a journalist.
Bro, first of all, I'm literally a liar.
He's on video.
Whoa.
You're saying we're exploring how the virus keeps mutating.
Yes,
one of the things we're exploring
right
is why don't we mutate the virus?
I don't know what's happening. But I really need the cops here right now.
So,
what is this?
Please do.
Please
do call the police. Please do call the police. Please do.
I can't do this here, guys.
Okay.
You have to leave. No, you can't do this here.
You're gonna call the police. He's gonna call the police for asking him a question. Please do call the police. Please do. He's on tape here talking about mutating the COVID virus. Can I talk to you outside about this?
Absolutely not. You're not even my witness on this. What is your name? Because you fucked up. You really did. I'm about to sue you. This is absurd.
Please.
You had someone mock me as if they're going on a date to record me. You don't even know my position at this. I was trying to impress a person on a date by lying. I was literally trying.
Okay.
I'm not even a scientist by background. You know
what
that I came
position?
From a consulting firm
right.
that does business.
Please,
this is
please,
absurd.
Please don't touch me.
This is absurd. Please
so,
call the cops here.
Please do call the cops. Please do.
Please. This is
why would you call the cops if you have nothing to hide? So he's obviously having one of the most outrageous reactions I've ever seen in the history of Project Veritas. He's threatening to call the police. Okay, he grabbed the microphone. The question is, why is he calling the police?
Guys, can you disrespect my father's
please stop.
What? I'm trying to pay their bill. Can I get a check for their bill?
Wait, no, do not give me a check. No, don't let them leave. Because I want the cops to know this.
Do you
want
to put me in jail for asking you a question?
Yes, sir.
What is the intention of calling the police?
They have, like, no one's digit right now. We have several witnesses.
Can I talk to you, please, about this video?
Okay, so there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 white
people. Why would you bring race into this?
Please bring the cops as soon as possible. It was very unsafe.
We have you on tape talking about mutating the COVID virus.
No one mutates a COVID virus. That's
show you the
video.
May I show you the video?
No, I want to call the police, but please don't let them leave.
Do we have to leave?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I asked
no, you cannot just leave.
Are you?
No.
Do you want me to leave?
I want the police to come here and see all of you people.
Do you,
this is
can
insane.
Can I ask you about this video?
Insane.
Please.
You can tell them about how
please.
I was lying to a press
here,
date.
Just, is it true what you said?
What is this? No. I literally was on a third date with a guy, and like normal men, you lie to impress a date.
Mutating he, viruses? Do you not work for Pfizer?
This guy. I thought he was a date.
Sir, do you not work for Pfizer? Do you work for...
Pfizer's a contractor. What the fuck are you talking
about? Do you currently work for Pfizer, yes or no? Do you currently work for Pfizer, yes or no?
What are you talking about here? Please, I want the cops to be here.
So you don't work for Pfizer?
You can't do this to people. This is absurd.
He doesn't want me to leave, ma'am.
Don't let them leave. I want the cops here now. I want the cops here now.
He wants the cops here. But he doesn't want me to leave. So I'm in a little bit of a predicament because she's asking me to leave, but he doesn't want me to leave. So what should we do?
Okay, so these people have just, I was on a
Hi,
date.
You're on a video here.
These people literally went
Look,
out of nowhere.
Pfizer is this mutating is the virus.
This is absurd.
Look at this
no,
video.
No, I literally said that. What are you talking about?
Well, please, this is not, by the way,
why
don't,
are you doing
don't
this
tell anybody.
To someone who's just working at a company to literally help the public.
Why do you want to hide it from the public?
I don't know who you people are, and I can't believe I'm going to trust the one.
Why do you want to hide it from the public? If you suspect that mutating COVID virus, is this the way the virus started in Wuhan? Why do you think it's okay for Pfizer to do that?
We were sitting on a table.
He's filming the restaurant owner right now. He's filming her. I don't know why he's filming her.
No, don't.
Would you like me to leave? Because he's asking me not to leave. And he's consenting to my presence. Ma'am, are we allowed to just stay and ask a few questions?
Please don't ask them.
It's pretty remarkable that they call the police on us every time we show up and ask questions. Every time. You say Pfizer is planning on doing research in the future, then claim that there's an ongoing research about that, and that there better not be any more outbreaks. Which is it? Are these experiments happening or not? Calling the police.
We can do it right up front.
Okay.
No, do not leave. Do not leave. Please don't let them leave.
What's that?
They locked us in.
They locked us in.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah. Do you want us to leave or not?
Ma'am, you locked the door.
Ma'am?
Ma'am, we're trying to leave, but you locked us in here.
Call our attorney.
Can you please unlock your door? Let us out.
No, I don't know what's going on. I don't want anyone leaving from where I know what's going on. What if you try to kill me?
Can you please unlock your door?
No, don't let them leave.
Can you unlock the door?
I still have to leave. Please, no, don't let them out. Don't let them out.
Could you please let us leave, ma'am?
Okay.
I don't know what's happening. You can't lock us in.
We'd like to leave. We'd like to leave. Please unlock the door.
Wait, see, now they're worried because they know
what they're doing. No, it's because we're
literally being trapped. Stop. Get away from me.
Please unlock the door. Please unlock. Please unlock the door. Please unlock the door. 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 This is remarkable here. Thank you. Thank you. We're trying to get unlock the door. Unlock the door. Unlock the door.
It's not a
unlock the door
like that. It is not. Stop. Let go of me. Now you're hurting me. What is going on here? You cannot just record people like that.
Come on.
It's not okay.
Come on.
It's not okay.
Let's go. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Come on. We're in New York City. This is remarkable what you just witnessed here in the restaurant. Come on, guys. Where's the car? Where's the vehicle?
Keep walking.
Come on. This is insane. You just witnessed one of the most remarkable interactions ever. Do we have the iPad? So we're getting into the vehicle now. Where's our car?
He's charging the guy, charging.
You can't make an arrest at this point if you don't have the victim right here.
Okay. If he was here, you'd arrest that guy?
If he was here, yes.
Oh, then we could just walk away then. Not worry about it.
If that's what you guys want to do, then yes.
With governments turning a blind eye and Pfizer hiding information from the public, this is an ongoing story. Be brave. Do something. Spread these videos. And stay tuned.